Ah, sweet nostalgia. What did you save from your wedding? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Not too long ago, last month, we celebrated my 20th wedding anniversary, my husband and I.
Right?
Yeah, it's crazy. It feels like I was like a kid when I got married. I was very young when we got married. So imagine my surprise when my mom came over and she handed me two packs of matches. The matches that we had. Remember, everybody we used to get matches engraved.
Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You would have the embossed matches that you would do. And it was pretty standard. That'd be at every wedding.
Yes. So I completely forgot they had existed.
Yeah.
And she brought me two of those matchbooks. And
that's
nice. Oh, I was like, that's so cute that you held these. And then I tried to like strike a match, which I haven't done in 700 years.
I mean, you could have done something cool with them, like framed them, put them in your bathroom or something.
Why?
I don't know.
What am I going to do with these matches?
It's a cool little memento that has your date on it, whatever. So you tried to strike a match,
they didn't
and the
work.
Head wasn't flying off.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Yeah.
It didn't even, after 20 years, I guess they go dead.
Yeah.
My six-year-old did not know what matches were, which I think is a win.
Yeah, that
yes.
definitely is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That seems like a good thing. Yeah, like, I mean, that would have been a cool thing to kind of hold on. What did you do with them after that?
Put them in a drawer, the junk drawer.
Okay.
What am I
going to
do with them?
See, just put them somewhere where that somebody else that's like visiting will stumble across them. That's cool.
The junk drawer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, probably not. You know, from our wedding, we have probably two boxes full of shot glasses that say stolen from Alicia and Jay's wedding.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I think we had to order a minimum.
Yeah.
And I think we had like 180 guests, and I think that we had to order 200 minimum or something like that. Maybe it must be more than that because we still have two boxes full.
You should give those away for birthdays yep. and Christmas.
We put them out from time to time there at the bar. I mean, we use them when people come over
mm-hmm.
and they're drinking at the bar, and people are allowed to leave with them.
Sue and Elizabeth on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven wrote that they kept the top layer of their cake. That was a big thing, too.
Yeah, but for how long?
For 1 year. The 1 year
anniversary.
And
then you're supposed to eat it at the end of the 1 year anniversary.
We did that, too. It was disgusting.
Did anybody get sick?
No, we took like a bite. We're like, that's good. Like, that's
yeah, what a dumb tradition this is, right?
Yeah. Christina, what did you say from your wedding?
I saved the handwritten letter my husband wrote for me. Before we got married, he had my favorite little chocolate sent to my room, along with this beautiful love letter and a poem on my favorite color. My favorite color is turquoise, and he made sure he had the letter in turquoise with his little fragrance on it. It was just so sweet.
That is nice. I don't think I have the card that my husband wrote me at my wedding. What did I do with it? And what kind of terrible person am I that I don't even have it?
I don't even remember. I'm a terrible person. I don't remember if she sent me a card. She must have. I think I provided one for her. Don't know. Don't know. Don't remember. Don't recall.
I don't remember either.
A lot of it was a blur, you know? Like, but what a nice thing to have.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw that on a TV show recently, and I was like, that's really nice, right? To send the note to the other person that day, let them know you're thinking about it. Also calms your nerves.
Right? My husband sent me flowers the morning of our wedding.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was really nice. It was like a big bouquet of flowers, and it just said, I can't wait to marry you. And it's like, it's aww. Nice because then all of a sudden you feel like, you
like,
know.
Everything's going to be fine.
He's going to show up. All right.
Right. Yes. Good. Yes, totally. I totally think so.
What did you save from your wedding and why? I was so surprised. My mom brought me over two match packs. Is that what they're called? What are they called?
Matchbooks.
Yeah, matchbooks from my wedding 20 years ago. She's like, I've been holding on to these. And I was like, why?
It's like a portal opened up, though. Like, you forgot you even had those, right?
Yes.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Samantha, what did you keep from your wedding?
I actually kept a few things. I kept my flowers because they were wooden and, like, artificial. So I kept my bouquet, and I made my mother-in-law and my mom a bouquet for themselves after the wedding with the leftover flowers.
Oh, that's nice.
That's interesting. You know, like, I mean, obviously I've seen plenty of artificial flowers before, but I don't think I've ever seen them made out of wood.
They're very nice. We got them at grocery stores, but the brand we mainly used was like Solo Wood or something.
Really?
And it looks so real. They're really nice. They even made eucalyptus.
It's interesting. It's very interesting.
You remember the pressed flowers? I tried to save my bouquet, but they were too ugly. I just threw them out after a few years.
My wife has her original bouquet in a shadow box.
Oh, that's
nice. A friend had it mounted.
That was better than me trying to press it between two pages.
Hey, Rena, quickly tell us, what did you save from your wedding?
The wedding topper. It was a small sculpture of a man and a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm Indian, so it was like the bride was wearing an Indian outfit and the groom was wearing an Indian outfit.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's in my living room.
It's
and
not...
also the wedding invitation. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's actually, the wedding invitation is mounted with my wife's bouquet in the shadow box, which I always thought was a nice touch. The topper, I feel like a lot of people used to save the topper. I was just going to ask if you had anything silly where, like, you were clubbing them over the head and dragging them there or anything. Remember when those funny toppers became a thing?
Yeah, for a little while. Or the cartoon characters, the cartoon versions of you or cake toppers. I wonder what happened to mine. It was just our initials.
Yeah.
I wonder.
Thanks for sharing. Have a great day.
It's a landfill somewhere.
Hi, Diane. What'd you save from your wedding?
Okay, so I'm married 41 years, and I saved my responses that people sent back. I also have matches, and I have the white stirrers with our names and our date on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, we didn't have the stirrers at mine, but yes, that's a good one, right, to go right there with the matchbooks.
I like the response cards. I would also record when they were sent back, if they were on time, and whether they responded or not, so I can do the exact same thing to them when their time comes.
That's a real thing that Anna does, by the way.
Yeah,
when
no,
it
it's
comes
true.
To invitations.
I have an entire
cards,
book of information. I remember things. You wrong me, I will remember. I have a list of people that were no-shows. Oh,
yeah.
Enemies for life.
Half these people can't be found anymore.